talked about the Friends reunion yesterday.
Right.
That I'm not going to like this Friends reunion at all because it's going to be all of them sitting in a room talking about every episode. It's the same crap all over again.
Right. It's just like a Real Housewives reunion where they sit around and they show clips and then they explain the clip.
So Lisa Kudrow was on Conan, which I didn't know if that's possible. I thought Conan was no longer on TV, but
this is his last season, so he's done. I think he gave an out date.
Oh, so he's still on TV now.
For now, yeah, but he came and told us that he wasn't going to be on TV much longer.
Okay, so he had Lisa on, and he's trying to get information out of her about what, and she can't say jack shit about anything.
How many people are excited about this Friends reunion?
And what is wrong with Conan's hair?
Closer to God.
Got it.
Yeah.
What can you?
He looks like the. Check I don't know if you've ever seen the Conan.
How I afforded this car.
Oh God, what I do? I hit the wrong button.
Okay, you ready? I don't know if you've ever seen the Conan cartoon.
$18.
But like Conan looks like the cartoon of himself now. That big weird hair.
Yeah, that's strange. I mean, does he not get a haircut anymore? What's going on with this?
No, that's his. I guess that's his pandemic look.
Oh, is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
But his hair was kind of getting big before.
Yeah, so just this past Monday, he announced that his show is going to be airing its final episode June 24th. I mean, it was on for 11 seasons. It doesn't seem like it. It seems like it wasn't on all that long. But so June 24th. And it's the same thing. By the way, I got in touch with my friend who works at Ellen. And I said, hey, I heard you guys. Now, they heard the news May 11th that the show was over.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you know, sorry. She's been there since the beginning. I said, this is an opportunity for you. I was giving her like words of encouragement. She said, oh, no, we still have another season. Like, Ellen's ending it after this season. Like,
oh,
we
yeah,
still have
she's
a whole
still
season
working.
Ahead of us. Yeah, they're still working.
Yeah, this is going to Sunday school church hair right here. I don't.
Yeah, Conan has some big. He's got Dolly Parton hair.
Yeah, what's up with that? And
I don't know.
He's had work done.
His forehead and hair got much higher.
Right.
He's even taller now.
What can you tell us? Everybody wants to know. And there's just been this veil of secrecy about the whole thing. But I thought, I know Lisa. I've known her for a long time. If I get her here, she'll tell me everything.
I'll tell you everything I'm allowed to say.
Okay. Did you really get a memo of what you're allowed to say?
Oh, I guarantee it.
Here's what I can say. Okay. Key phrase that we're allowed to say. Okay, according to Warner Media or HBO Max. Joined by special guests, we will all the cast. We all shoot.
It's good. I like it. I like it so far. And the fact that you made a little bit of an error there adds excitement to it. Like this is really happening.
It's real, and there's pressure. And
yeah.
Okay. Okay. Joined by special guests, we all, the cast, return to the original soundstage, stage 24, on the Warner Brothers studio lot for an unscripted reunion special in celebration of the show.
That's all she could say.
That's it.
Isn't that exciting?
That's what you're allowed to say?
You know, to tempt people.
Yeah. Sure.
See
well,
it.
Man.
So I think that's
whoever
thrilling.
Wrote that knows showmanship.
They know. That's actually it's kind of dangerous.
Yeah.
The way it's phrased, it could cause a stampede.
Is he still on this show? Andy Richter is still there.
Oh dear God! Why do I keep doing that?
Are in tip-top shape and prep to protect
them. You know, this is my boyfriend's problem. He'll be like, "Come, let me show you something," and he'll pull up like his iPad and be like, "Look at this," and he'll like hit something. I'm like, "Why are you showing me an ad for aluminum siding?" Like. No, I was showing you a dog doing something cute, but he's got the big thumbs like you.
It's two computers going on, and I keep hitting the wrong freaking button. We're never going to know, and it gets actually pretty good.
It does?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm satisfied.
We're talking about Andy Richter, and I had no idea Andy was on that show still.
I didn't either, yeah.
And there's a dog on the show now, a Jack Russell. I see in the background behind.
No, I think that's a cartoon of a dog. Is that an actual dog?
It's a cutout
animal dog.
It's a cutout of a dog, but it's still a Jack Russell, and he's getting as much TV time as Andy is. So,
yeah, I don't think that's a real dog. I think it's a picture of a dog.
Right, it's a picture of the whole audience, but
right,
somebody paid to have their dog put in there.
Nice of Andy to dress for the show and have his hair done.
he looked like he was laying down across those.
Exactly. Somebody woke him. It was like, by the way, you are in the air now.
You have a question for Lisa? Oh, yeah, hold on.
Dangerous.
Yeah.
The way it's phrased.
Let me get my glasses.
It could cause a stampede.
Also, stage 24.
Yeah.
Like everyone knows, no, you did not go back to stage 24.
So they did that in L.A.?
Friends?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, I thought it was. I thought it was New York.
No. Those were the years that everything was in L.A. pretending to be New York. Even Seinfeld. Seinfeld, that was the big joke at the time, that all these shows based in New York were being shot in L.A. and they were on sound studios and they'd go out into these like really fake looking towns and try to sell it like you're in the East Village. No, you're not. There's no buildings look like that anywhere in New York, not even in Queens.
You're in Burbank.
Like, where are you?
Friends.
Yeah, it was Burbank. It was so obviously Burbank.
We're wrapping things up and we're obviously not at Warner Brothers right now, but we were there for, we were there for 10 years, a decade at Warner Brothers. And yeah. I constantly saw trams with tourists go through Warner Brothers. Mm. And people were always wanting to see the Friends Fountain. The iconic Friends Fountain.
Because they want to sit in front of it.
Yeah, and that was nowhere near New York or L.A. That was somewhere different.
You could hear them go by like, where's the Friends Fountain? And sometimes they'd like drive by me and the tour guide would say, and that's Conan O'Brien. And they'd be like, where's the Friends Fountain?
He'll know. That's like, Conan.
Did you guys, you can tell me this, did you reenact the iconic, opening where you guys are all frolicking in the fountain?
No. But I said it with excitement, right? No, but.
But what?
But.
Uh-huh.
We're at the fountain, and there's footage that I've never seen before that I was really excited about.
Oh, cool.
So, I mean, if you do like the fountain or interested.
This is going to be a lot of bloopers and outtakes.
Then, yes.
Yeah, everything we've seen on YouTube.
On the bloopers and outtakes shows. Oh, the bloopers and outtakes YouTubes, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she would see him if she actually went on YouTube. But
that will be kind of thrilling.
And right. You'll see, and what I like is that it sounds like you're going to look at a lot of footage that people haven't seen before, and you guys will take us to that moment in your life.
Or look at footage that we haven't seen before.
Well, okay.
And that is like clips from the show that some of us still never saw.
Well, that's the other thing is you never watched a lot of the shows. Shouldn't say that. You never watched all of Friends.
Right.
I wouldn't want to see myself age. I look back now and I think like that's the worst part of these people's lives, except for Jennifer Aniston. The rest of them have aged. So we look at them on Friends and now we see them now and it's like, I mean, it's okay, but it must be hard seeing yourself age on television. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And Lisa was older than the rest of the cast, but she still looks amazing.
Well, she was on that Paul Reiser show before that. She played twins on that show, remember?
Yeah, nobody saw that.
What was it called? It was Paul Reiser and Helen Hunt. The show was on for like a million seasons.
Not Just Shoot Me. It was something else. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, whatever the show was. But anyway, so Lisa Kudrow was on that. That's where she was discovered, basically. That's where the Friends
I did not know that.
People found her, is that she was on that show playing a waitress on that show. So they brought her. Yeah, and she was a real standout on that show.
And I bet she's really excited. I paused it right here.
Yeah.
Sorry, Lisa.
First, she's sleeping?
Yes, we all got together.
Wake her up.
Every episode. But, the last few years, and I had a child, and look, honestly, it wasn't like I'm not interested and who cares. It was more, I have to be just honest, I'm so self-conscious of, okay, everybody, I'm on TV now. I can't do that.
I have no problem doing that.
Well,
gather around. I'm on television.
Yes. Quiet.
For the next month.
Right.
And we begin. Daddy, I'm bleeding. Quiet. Bleed and we'll take her to the hospital later.
You can do your homework later.
You can take the SATs another day. You're watching me now.
So that's all she can say about it.
Which isn't very much.
Which I'm still not excited about the show at all.
Yeah, but the reason why she can't say anything about it is there's nothing to say. I mean, they all sat around and they reminisced and they talked and, it's, I don't know. Who's the audience for this? Who's watching this?
You and me, our generation.
No, we're watching it because you and I do this for a living. But if you and I, if you were not in this business, would you watch this?
Yes.
You still would?
What else am I going to watch?
You just want to see Jennifer Aniston. You just love her.
I'm watching news radio. I mean,
right.
I watch pretty much anything. When I'm done with this, I'll start Letterkenny again, and I'll start that over. I got nothing else to watch. I'm excited that there's a new Angelina Jolie movie for the weekend. And I could care less about Angelina Jolie. I'm just happy that there's a new movie that I can actually watch.
Yeah, we're a captive audience now. In fact, Handmaid's Tale. So I stopped watching after season two. So I went back, and this weekend I watched all of season three, and I watched the episode. I think they have four episodes out of season four. Mm-hmm. I watched all four. So I'm all caught up. It got really exciting. Like once she got out of Gilead, it's exciting. Like there's stuff going on now.
I know not what you speak of. I'm just happy. Also, there's a new season of Mystic Quest, which is on Apple TV, and I can get that, and I can watch that, and I'm excited about that. It's kind of like a Silicon Valley type of show.
Ooh, okay.
So it's a comedy, and it's really good. So I have lots of things to watch this weekend. I have Angelina Jolie and Mystic Quest and News Radio and Letterkenny. So that's my weekend.
I'm excited because Bosch is coming back, which is that show on Amazon.
Show.
Yeah, on Prime that I really love. So they finally, it's funny because I follow a lot of the cast members on Instagram, and they finally gave us a date. They finally released like when it's, because, you know, we heard like sometime this summer or sometime in 2021. They weren't clear about it, but I think they said, I want to say June 24th, I think, is the date that they said it's finally coming back. Look how, that's how much I love it. I barely paid attention. I was like, I think they said June 24th.
It's coming at some point. And like Dexter is coming. So I'm waiting for that too.
But that's different. That's like a reboot. This is like, we've been waiting
Dexter,
for seasons.
No, Dexter is a continuation.
No, what I mean is Dexter went off the air.
Yeah.
And Bosch never went off the air. This is season seven.
I understand.
Yeah, this is season seven of Bosch. It debuts on Friday, June 25th. And what I've been doing in the meantime is I went back and I'm listening to all the books, and listening to all the Bosch books, the Michael Connelly Bosch books.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I've become a super fan. Like, I really liked the TV series. So I went back to listen to the books, and now suddenly I'm this big Bosch super fan.